We were going to actually start going into a different series. But the Lord, about 2 o'clock this afternoon, said, I want you to go a different route. I want you to focus on some of the stuff that we talked about, why we're here this evening and what we're doing in worship and celebrating what God has done. So I'm going to read to you, if you want to follow along, it's one of the shortest psalms in the book of Psalms. It's Psalm 117. Psalm 117. It says, O praise the Lord, all ye nations. Praise him, all ye people. For his merciful kindness is great towards us, and the truth of the Lord endureth forever. Praise ye the Lord. Now, I'm going to get you in the mood for praising the Lord out of this text by just, I love the last part. It says, praise ye the Lord. Growing up, we had a Sunday school song that was responsive. And hallelujah, 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 praise ye the Lord. And you guys are divided. Although my ADD is, or not my ADD, my OCD is kicking in right now because the tables are not on the line. This side, you're going to say, hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. And this side, praise ye the Lord. Are you ready? Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah.
Praise ye the Lord.
Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah.
Praise ye the Lord.
All right, coming back at you. Praise ye the Lord, hallelujah. Praise ye the Lord, hallelujah. Praise ye the Lord,
hallelujah.
Praise ye the Lord. Very good. Now listen, the reason I wanted to say that is because verse 1 gives us some pretty clear description as to who is to praise the Lord. Who is to praise the Lord? Praise the Lord, all ye nations. Some say that this first verse talks has a clear representation of Old Testament, New Testament, right? All ye nations. So when it says nations in Old Testament, it's specifically saying not just Israel, which is the focus of the Old Testament and who God's working through, but also all the nations. All the nations are worthy or should be praising the Lord. Amen? All the nations, and then not just all the nations, check it out, it says, praise him, all ye people. What's the focus of the New Testament? Focus of the New Testament is a personal relationship with Jesus Christ. It's between you and me. You don't have to be a part of a nation. You don't have to be a part of a people in order to praise God, but he is worthy to be praised by everybody. Doesn't matter what your creed is. It doesn't matter what your background is. It doesn't matter what your race is. It doesn't matter where you've come from or where you're going. All people should be praising God. He's worthy to be praised by all people. Pastor, don't yell at me when I have a full stomach. Man, it's a little heavy in here tonight. Are you thrown off because I'm wearing flannel? I think I look pretty good tonight. I thought I'd get in the mood, right? Everybody else was like color coordinated or clothing coordinated, like Travis and some of these other. Oh, I'm like, I'm going to wear my flannel tonight to preach in and see what it feels like. All right, so we've got the praise. Church, listen to me. Listen to me. We, as Grace Church, have reason to praise God. Come on. Look, part of what I want to share with you tonight is get you to get a little bit of an understanding as to how close we were to not being here. I want you to think of the history of Grace Church. I want you to think of the ministries of Grace Church. I want you to think about how you've been blessed by Grace Church. Ladies and gentlemen, almost a year ago, from the moment that we voted to disaffiliate, it was uncertain that when July 1st rolled around, if we would even be here tonight because of the tall task that was in front of us. Now, yes, you may say, and you may have been saying, Pastor, I had faith all along. Praise you. All right? Look, I know that the Lord is good. I know that the Lord is faithful. Amen? But come on, we serve him and we worship him at his pleasure. Grace Church is not necessary for the kingdom of God to rule and reign and expand. Folks, I will be the first to tell you, I did not know if I would be here. I did not know if Grace would be here. Some of the challenges that we had in front of us in terms of going to the bank and getting the loan to fund our disaffiliation and having to submit commitment cards to them, which, by the way, was the first miracle. Can I tell you, the Lord did a work within you, and the Lord showed me his glory and his goodness and the faithfulness of God's people through you guys. When those first round of commitment cards came back and it was 40% above what it was from the year before, and the bank said, oh, by the way, we'll increase that loan now, and made it manageable, whereas if it would have came back as to what our giving records were the year before, you know what would have happened? They'd have said, yeah, we can't work with you. And Grace Church would have been gone. And then, listen to me, they came back a second time. Oh, by the way, we need commitment cards for your capital campaign. Okay. How much? Well, $1 million. Whew. The leaders sat in a room with our wonderful advisor. By the way, let's just give her another round of applause because she did a wonderful job. Where is she? She was in here earlier. Right, Miss Dori Oliver. Nice. Student section over here. And we were literally looking at all that needed to be accomplished in a short amount of time with these commitments and said, this is going to be nothing short of a miracle if it happens. Y'all, I didn't think it would. I started saying, Lord, okay, what are you doing? Lord, where are we going? We held information back from our children because we did not want to concern them. They didn't know how close we were to possibly moving, how close we were to possibly not being here, how close we were. But we said it numerous times in those meetings, right, Dori? It would take nothing short of a miracle and an intervention from God for Grace Church to continue in the midst of this. Folks, we're still here. We're still here because God showed favor on us. That's why he's worthy to be praised, church. There is nothing logical about our situation that we should be here still operating as an independent church free of the United Methodist denomination tonight. There's nothing logical about it. But God! But God! And that's why he's worthy to be praised. That's why every single Sunday since July 1st, we should have a reason to walk through those doors. And just by the fact that we can walk through those doors and meet at a place called Grace Church Shrewsbury on 473 Plank Road and preach the gospel and go out and tell people about Jesus, just for that, you should have a reason to praise ye the Lord tonight. Give me a hallelujah in the house. And yes, I know the commitment cards came from you. I know the faithfulness came from you. But look at verse 2. Because ultimately, it says, for his merciful kindness is great towards us. His merciful kindness. I said it earlier. Folks, God showed kindness towards us by allowing us to continue. Look, we love what Grace Church is. How many of you guys love what Grace Church is? Have been blessed by Grace Church, been blessed by what the Lord is doing through Grace Church. But like I said earlier, listen to me. We are not necessary in the grand scheme of things for the kingdom of God. God can still reach people in Shrewsbury and New Freedom and Glen Rock without us here. But his kindness towards us showed that he chose us and wanted us to continue from Sunday morning worship to Epic to Big to Bible Blast to the nursery to the praise team to Helping Hands to Gifts of Grace to the tech booth to Faith and Fun Preschool to the Smalls Ministry. He said, I'm gonna show my loving kindness toward the faithfulness of the people at the local church called Grace Church Shrewsbury, and I'm gonna bless them, and I'm gonna stir them, and I'm gonna move them to do something mighty to show my glory in the region. Ladies and gentlemen, not only should you have praise in your heart every Sunday morning that you walk in here, or Saturday night when we gather to break bread, or apple butter celebrations from year after year to come, but maybe you should have a big thank you, Lord, in your soul, because it's his mercy and his kindness that makes it possible for us to be here today. And I'm just talking about Grace Church. You know Psalm 117 ain't talking about the church, right? It's talking about your salvation. It's talking about the fact that God, in his mercy, showed kindness by sending his son Jesus Christ to die on a cross for you, to shed his blood for you, to go into the grave and rise again and defeat death and hell, so that way you could have a way to God and you could be reconciled and you could have eternal life. Ladies and gentlemen, listen to me. If Grace Church did not meet its goals, if the miracle did not happen and Grace Church passed away, listen to me tonight, you still would have a reason to praise the Lord, to give him a hallelujah, to give him a thank you, God, because if you're saved tonight, he's already done enough. Amen. Come on now, on a full stomach, he's still worthy for an amen for your salvation of your soul. Well, we've got some. And can I show you why he showed his mercy and his kindness towards us? I'm sorry, it may seem disjointed, but this is what the Lord gave me tonight. This is why he showed his mercy and his kindness towards Grace Church. I truly believe it. Look at the last part of verse 2. It says, and the truth of the Lord endureth forever. Y'all were willing to stand on the word of truth. The truth of God's word that endures forever, that does not change with the age, that does not change with the culture, that does not change with popular opinion or whatever is the latest fad or whatever socially acceptable. You guys, in the midst of a denomination that was going apostate and that was taking a huge left turn theologically and that was abandoning things that the Bible clearly taught, you all said, no matter if it may cost us our building, no matter if it may cost us our witness in Shrewsbury, no matter if it may cost us our blessing, we will stand firm on the word of God. Folks, that's reason to celebrate. That's reason to celebrate. If it were not for the Lord moving in his merciful kindness, if it were not for you willing to take a stand on the word of truth. Look, I can stand up here and preach to you God's word until I'm blue in the face, but unless you have the good soil to receive it and actually take it in and stand upon it, we got nothing.
But it's reason to celebrate that you allowed God's word to take hold in your heart, that you said, I am not going to buckle under pressure. I'm not going to cave to culture. I'm not going to stand down just because it may not be socially acceptable, but I'm going to stand on the word of truth. And listen to me, when you take a stand for God's eternal word, he will bless. In every aspect of your life, whether it makes sense or not, or whether it's socially acceptable or not, or whether you think, how am I going to make it through this situation? You say, I'm going to stand on the promises of God. I'm going to believe it because God said it. And listen to me, he'll show you merciful kindness. And we're here tonight as proof. Praise ye the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. He is way, man. Come on now. I heard that. By the way, some of us need to take a little lesson on this little worship party by the little ones that was going on right here during worship. They had full bellies and they could still lift their hands and dance around and praise their God. Amen. We got a lot to learn from our children who see with purity the things of the Lord that we oftentimes take for granted. Amen, church. Amen. Y'all, I'm excited about what God is doing here. I'm excited about where he's taken us thus far since July 1. We are seeing things move. We are seeing new people come. We are seeing ministries explode in a good way. We are seeing the hand of God on our church and lives changed and souls saved. I cannot wait to see what the Lord will continue to do here at Grace Church Shrewsbury. I love being able to say that now, right? No more, trust me, live stream, but I'm out now, so it don't matter. I love not being able to say Grace UMC anymore. I love not having to correct people anymore. Amen? And come on, y'all. I had to sit back and watch. Some of y'all know how much of a control freak I am. There we go. Pastor likes to have his hand in things. Oftentimes, pastor has to have his hand slapped. But in order for this to happen and for God to move in such a way, you guys know, that's why pastor hung out with the kids during church meetings. That's why pastor stayed away from certain things. Because as a preacher in the UMC at the time, I could not engage in what y'all were talking about doing. So that's where I had to step back and say, Lord, I've been here 14 years. I hope someone was listening over 14 years. I hope, God, that you've been planting seeds for 14 years. I hope you've been moving in a special way for 14 years. Lord, I think you've got great things you want to do in Shrewsbury beyond July 1 of 2023. Lord, I know you're doing it, but you know how hard it is? Come on, some of y'all have been in situations like that. Folks, it was my whole entire future that was in front of me that a lot of y'all didn't know you were holding. Where I lived, my job, my insurance, my community. And tonight I just want to say thank you. Thank you for being faithful to the Lord. Because there was a lot of stress on me and my family during that time. And we prayed for you, 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 and we prayed for you. And the Lord's merciful kindness showed up, and he used you in a mighty way. We got great things on our horizon, amen? We got great things that God has us to do, but it starts first and foremost with praising the Lord and standing on his truth. Amen? Amen. I think I went a little longer than what I wanted to. But that's what happens when you don't have notes. We're going to stand and we're going to sing a couple more praise songs. Don't leave yet.
Don't leave yet. I know it's going to be tempting for you to get up and just go. Trust me, we don't have smalls tonight. We don't have nursery tonight. That's okay. There's a part of me that wanted it this way because sometimes we just need to worship all together, all ages, as a family. Amen? And celebrate and break bread. It's all good. But we're going to sing to the Lord at least two more songs. If the Lord's been faithful to you and you have been blessed by Grace Church, let him know tonight. Cry out to him. There's altars up here. Come worship and bow down before him and give him praise that he decided to show his merciful kindness to you and to our church to still be here, praise God, and to continue to move forward to proclaim his name. It's a privilege, church. He's been merciful to us. Amen. I'm going to shut up.